Hello and welcome to the second episode of Organic Phrases Podcast. Sorry for the late upload this week. I am living the life of a farmer, and I didn't get home until pretty late last night. This week we're discussing roots. We're discussing root vegetables and also building your roots in writing. So let's go ahead and get right into it. So with root vegetables, before we get into that, we need to discuss how plants create their energy. So they do this in a process called photosynthesis. Now, many of you have probably heard of photosynthesis, but may not know exactly how it works. So how it works is the plant uses a pigment called chlorophyll to gather light energy that it then transfers to other parts of a photosystem that it has in its cells, and it uses that energy to create bonds and break bonds between carbon dioxide and water, and it uses the carbon, the hydrogen, and the oxygen in those molecules to create glucose. And then glucose is a sugar that it then uses for energy. Now, glucose as a sugar is called a monosaccharide, and a monosaccharide is a type of sugar that can't be broken down into a simpler sugar. Now, from monosaccharides, you can make something called polysaccharides. And polysaccharides are where you take these small monosaccharides and you chain them together, and you can create polymers and longer chains of sugar to make more complex sugar. With these more complex sugars, you can then do things to create structures in the plant. This is how plants grow taller or create defense mechanisms such as thorns. This is also how starch is created. Now, starch is a storage mechanism that the plant uses to store energy. So if it, you know, the leaves get chopped off, it can then use the starch to grow more leaves because it has that energy stored up. Where if it didn't have that, it would be difficult to refoliate, to create more leaves. For today, the important one that we want to focus on is the starch, because when you get a root vegetable, it's pretty much just a way that starch is built up in the roots. Now, there are other things in these starch reserves in these roots, such as nutrients and vitamins, which is why they make such a healthy treat for humans and animals, because they have all sorts of vitamins and also are full of sugar, which our brain needs to function. There's two types of root vegetable that I want to discuss. There's the tubers, like potatoes, and taproots, like carrots. So tubers are just enlarged rhizomes. Now, rhizomes are a root-like structure that are used to reproduce asexually in a plant. There's a few grass species like quackgrass that you may recognize that send out these root-like systems, but if you like pull up the plant and you don't get the whole rhizome, it's just going to send up more sprouts. That's essentially what a potato is, which is why you can chop it up and then you get what's called seed potatoes, because it's just the plant reproducing asexually. This makes it easier for the plant to reproduce if it doesn't make it to seed. If, for instance, it gets chopped down before the flowers have been pollinated, then it can still create offspring. Now, the other type is the taproot, and some of these are like beets, carrots, turnips, I believe radishes are in this category. Now, these are just true roots. They're not rhizomes like the potatoes are. Often the taproots are tapered, so they'll be thicker up top, thinner down bottom. Now there's lots of different variation in the shape within that category, but that's the general trend. Now they like to grow deeply and quickly, so they just sprint down with most taproots. In addition to the starch that they store in there, there's a lot of vitamins and minerals. Now here's a fun fact for you. A lot of trees actually start out as taproots. The seed will shoot down a taproot, helps anchor it real quick, so it can begin its upward growth. Another fun fact is that there's often a fungal network between the roots of trees and forests, and they can communicate through this fungal network. It's like a web of fungus underneath the forest floor. But this is not a dendrology podcast, so I won't go into too much detail. If you want to learn more, there's a great Radiolab episode called From Tree to Shining Tree, and I'll leave a link in the description of the podcast so that you know.
Now, while it's important for plants to build up their roots, it's also important for writers. You do this in a few ways. First, you have to photosynthesize. By this, I mean you need to be in touch with writing in some way most days. Now, this is only if you want to get really good at writing. I'm really bad at getting really good at writing because I don't stay in touch as often as I should. Because, life happens, people get distracted. But one way you could do this is journaling. Now, this can help you by helping you download what happened during the day and then also keeping your ideas in a concrete manner. Like you have a physical copy of what you were thinking about that day that you can go back to and be like, oh, what was that great idea I had? Oh, there it is in the journal. And you can try out various techniques while doing this. And maybe you do a super descriptive recap of your day, or maybe you can try out different techniques like that. Now, another way you can do this is prompts. By this, I mean there's like a quote or something that somebody gives you, and then that gives you an idea as to what you're going to be writing. This is one of my favorite techniques, and the internet is a vast place where you can find a ton of these things. So it's not really difficult. It gives you that inspiration in an easy, digestible way, and you can just run with it. And it's great practice, and it's super helpful. My experience with these is that as soon as I get that inspiration, I'm just like locked down writing for a while. Now, this could just be because I'm obsessed with writing fiction, but I don't know how you will react when you encounter these. But yeah, that's like my favorite way to do it. The next thing you need to do is build up your starch reserves. And you do this by reading. I had a teacher that said something akin to art is stealing the ideas of others, which, if you think about it, it kind of is. Now, everybody's done pretty much everything these days, but I don't think she actually meant like plagiarism or just outright stealing other people's work. How I understood it was we expose ourselves to a ton of art and a ton of techniques, and we draw from these to create something of our own making, to we take from all these masterpieces to make our own masterpiece. And I think that's a healthy way of looking at it. So in writing, you read all of these different types of books from different genres, from different authors, and it helps you draw from these. If you see something that really captures your attention, take a note of it, and maybe you can apply it to your writing, which is where the journaling comes in. Take notes of things like that. Now, the last thing that you got to do is try to contain a lot of nutrients, like a carrot. So try your hand at different genres, different styles. If you only stick to one genre, eventually you're going to get bored and you might burn out. So if you're only writing fiction about a boy finding a puppy in a street and going on adventures and then just different stories like that, well, you're probably going to get burned out pretty quick. So try your hand at different things so that you don't burn yourself out. And then you could get feedback from your friends, from your colleagues. They'll give you valuable input on where you can change things, what you can do to get better. I know criticism isn't the easiest thing to take. It's hard to digest sometimes, but it's important for growth, just like building up your starch reserves and containing a lot of nutrients is important for the growth of, your crops. So go out there and read somebody your poem. Right, guys, that's what I've got for you today. Thank you so much for your patience. This was a late episode because I work on a farm and I was picking beans for like 10 hours or something. But I hope you all have a wonderful week. Go stick your toes or your roots into some warm soil and just enjoy the sunshine while summer's still around. Have a great week, guys.